From NPR News, it's Day to Day. You know, this morning I had actual work to do. I really didn't have time to wade through the endless spam messages about cheap deals on Viagra, nor did I really need to know that there's a new frozen yogurt out for dogs. Don't even get me started about those emails from my editor. It turns out that there's a name for this sort of situation, and it's called email overload. It's become such a problem that some companies are declaring email-free Fridays. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us. Sam, email-free Fridays. Have things really gotten that bad?
It's pretty serious, Alex. Nearly 100 billion emails are sent worldwide every day, and that's more than a six-fold increase since 2000, so you can see where these emails are coming from. You start to think about how few of those pings in your inbox you actually have to respond to, and it becomes more than just an annoyance. It's a productivity issue as well. Experts say it takes at least 4 minutes to refocus on your work after checking your email. Multiply that by all the junk you get throughout the day, and some say email's distracting qualities have outgrown its convenience.
But is the solution really to go cold turkey? That's a little frightening.
Well, a growing number of business managers do think so. Today, a group of Intel engineers are the latest to instate an email-free Friday policy. Some prominent tech bloggers have even declared email bankruptcy and are deleting their entire inboxes and starting over. But most businesses with emails-free Fridays aren't going that far. One company, PBD Worldwide Fulfillment, banned only internal emails on Fridays. Scott Doctor, the company's CEO, says before he instated the ban a year and a half ago, there were people in his office who never even talked to each other. Now they go out of their way.
I talked to our general manager in Chicago this morning. How you doing? How's it going? What do we have on the plate for today? Anything we can do to help you out? And it's as simple as that. Instead of sending an email and, you know, checking in on those things, and we find it's just much more effective.
Actually talking to people, that's such a novel idea. Sam, is there any sense that this is actually working out for companies?
Well, in the case of Scott Doctor's company, he says it not only increased productivity, it changed the entire culture of his workplace. PBD has managed to cut its email load by about 75%. So even though his employees are avoiding internal emails on Fridays, they've also cut the number of emails they send during the rest of the week. And more importantly, in these days of blackberries or crackberries, as some call them, after-hours emails have been reduced as well. Now, one of the ways they've done this is by posting documents on the web instead of forwarding them to all of the employees. And that way, people that need to see them can pull them up without bothering anyone else. You have to remember that spam isn't the only problem here. About 20% of the emails we get are automated alerts, and personal emails are about equal to the amount of spam we get.
Thank you so much, Sam. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.